It was here at Nandigram that Bharat, with tears of love in his eyes, he bent down to place those wooden sandals for the lotus feet of Sri Ramchandra, asking him to accept it. To the ecstatic joy of all the inhabitants of Ayodhya, that cherished moment had finally come. Lord Sri Ramchandra placed his worshipable lotus feet upon those sandals. Sri Ramchandra Bhagavan ki! Bharat then called the royal barbers to come to remove the matted hair from Sri Ram, as well as Lakshman. Kaushalya, Sumitra, Kaikeyi, and their assistants personally disentangled the matted hair of Sita Devi. They bathed Sri Ram, Lakshman, and Sita with fragrant waters and anointed them with oils. Then they decorated their bodies with most luxurious garments and ornaments. Bharat then called for Sumantra, Dasarath Maharaj's personal charioteer. With the royal chariot of the king, Sumantra appeared. Bharat personally took the hand of Sri Ram to escort him to sit on the royal chariot. Sita Devi and Lakshman also stood on that chariot. Bharat, in the mood of a most humble menial servant, he accepted the role of the charioteer holding the reins. For the great joy of all the citizens of Ayodhya, the procession was about to begin. Sri Ram looked at Pushpaka and told him, I have no need for you anymore. You return to Kuvera. Pushpaka then took leave and returned to the heavenly abode of Kuvera. The honor of Sri Ram is he would never accept for himself that which was the property of another. By Bharat's order, Vedic hymns were being chanted, kirtan was being loudly resounding in all directions. Bharat pulled the reins and began the procession from Nandigram to Ayodhya. On the chariot, Bharat was charioteer. Lakshman and Vibhishan were on both sides of Sitaram, fanning them with chamara. And Satrughna, he was standing, holding the royal umbrella or canopy over Sri Sitaram. Slowly they moved through these roads. As they entered deeper and deeper into Ayodhya, the people rejoicing, celebrating the coming of the Lord. It was festival of all festivals. Sita Devi very shyly was looking at her beloved's lotus feet. Ram was looking in the eyes of each of the citizens, smiling upon them and offering his most auspicious blessings. The chariot then came to the palace. Bharat escorted Sri Ram into his sacred quarters. The place where you visited, Kanaka Bhavan. That is said to be the palace which was the residence of Sri Sri Sitaram. There the Lord was served with the unlimited love of his devotees. Bharat then called Vasishtha Muni to receive blessings that the royal coronation be tomorrow morning. Vasishtha Muni explained exactly how it was to be done according to the Vedic principles. Waters from the four oceans and all the sacred rivers and lakes in the entire earth were to be there to bathe Sri Ram on his coronation. Bharat called Sugriva. During the procession to Ayodhya, Bharat not only honored Sri Ram, but also wanted to honor those who gave their lives in the service of Ram. Just behind Ram's chariot, there were approximately 9,000 beautifully decorated elephants. And the leaders of the monkey soldiers, Jambavan, Nila, Nala, Sushena, Hanuman, they were all upon these elephants in royal procession. Leading all of them was Sugriva. Sugriva was the king of the Kishkindha dynasty. So Ram told Bharat that you must give a royal palace to Sugriva to live in while he is here in Ayodhya, which was done. Bharat called Sugriva and told him that the coronation will be tomorrow morning. We need sacred waters from all the kuns, lakes, rivers, and oceans by that time to perform the Abhishek for Sri Ram. Now, if you remember, for Srila Prabhupada's 100th appearance day anniversary, he was bathed with over 1,000 waters from various holy places. It took sincere devotees over 2 years to collect all these waters. It was evening, and they had till sunrise the next morning to bring all these waters and more. But that was no problem for Lord Sri Ram's devotees, because for them the only limitation that could be was the limitation of their desire to serve. And according to their desire to serve, the Lord gave them all power and strength to do anything. And because they surrendered their hearts and souls, Ananyas chintayanto mam ye jana paripashite tesha nityabhayuktanam yogakshemam bahavyam. Sri Ram gave them inconceivable abilities. They leaped to Ganga, to Jamuna, to all the sarovars, to all the four oceans. The most difficult ocean to achieve is the Arctic Ocean. That's way up at the North Pole. How to bring that water down by sunrise? Hanuman jumped up to the North Pole. And with a golden pitcher decorated with jewels. Each monkey was given golden pot inlaid with jewels to collect the waters. He brought the water from Arctic Ocean. It was all duly sanctified.
You were listening to Radhanath Swami on devotionalnectar.com.